something's been on my mind. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I'm not sure if I'm the only one that's kind of peeping this. It involves San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mukarimi. Today, you know, the papers are screaming, the newspaper reporters are out there talking about the Ethics Commission meeting that's going to take place to determine what sort of process and how it's going to play out as to whether or not he gets to keep his job and what evidence can be admitted and all that. And for people that don't know, Mukarimi was, you know, suspended without pay when it became revealed that he was involved in a domestic violence dispute. So this happened even before he was sworn in as sheriff of San Francisco Police Department. And I, for one, I'm definitely not one to support any sort of domestic violence, any shape, form, or fashion, and think that if somebody, especially if they are in office or law enforcement, they should go through the whole process. But at the same time, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about the number of people that have been killed and brutalized, and watching the political will in San Francisco with Mayor Ed Lee, who's determined, like, you are not going to get paid. I am suspending you, and I'm going to go all out. We're going to pull out all the stops to make sure that Sheriff Mukarimi loses his job. And a lot of people may say, well, if he put his hands on a woman, absolutely. But then we have shooting deaths that are very questionable. Kenneth Harding, right there in San Francisco, you all remember the young brother, $2 fare, was left lying on the ground for how many minutes? How many seconds? How many hours? Bleeding to death. Over $2 fare. Brings into question what was going on there. Was the police negligent in getting him help? We had the situation here in Oakland, Alan Bluford. This is the most recent of many where the police practice has been questionable. In Bluford's case, you heard a story that said, well, he was in a shootout with the police. Then you heard that the police, that he got shot, that he shot one of the police officers, and the story changed like three or four times. First, the officer was shot in the stomach, then the officer was shot in the leg, then the officer was shot in the foot. Then you heard that it was friendly fire, that it might have been another officer, and when everything's said and done, we come to find out the officer shot himself and he lied. But where's the political will? Where's all the stops being pulled out to make sure that those who oversee those officers are removed from office, or those officers themselves? Where's the hearings and the news that we see towards Mukarimi with that same sort of fervor to make sure wrongdoing when somebody, especially a black life, is taken? Where do we see that happening, and why isn't it happening? Now, initially, we were told that we couldn't do this because there's all these procedures and there's a lot of steps that need to be taken, and it's very difficult, and, you know, the whole nine. And many of us brought into that and said, okay, can't do it. But then I'm sitting here and I'm watching this and I'm like, wow, they're pulling up all the stops so they can do this. They can go all out. When police do wrong, they can really make an example, set a tone that certain behavior will not be tolerated. Is it setting a tone, or is this just political gamesmanship? And that's something that I wanted to kind of, you know, point out and get people's feedback this morning as to how you're thinking. Last night, there was a gentleman, I think he's like 42 years old. His name is Anton Barrett Sr. He was shot. I saw early news coverage this morning. And I guess they had the police chief or the spokesperson for the Vallejo Police Department. It was like their second police shooting in like 2 or 3 days. And in both cases, well, in this case, Barrett, they said, well, we thought he had a gun, but he didn't have a gun. He was reaching for his wallet as he was running or something like that. And you know, you hear the police chief say, well, you know, we only have a split second. We don't know. And, you know, and we only have a second to determine. And basically he got shot, too bad. And end of story. But, you know, if that's wrong or if it's negligent, who gets suspended? And where's the push to make sure that happens? Now, these are extreme cases. We can just go by, say, what was taking place during demonstrations in downtown Oakland, where the police admitted that they would fire flash grenades first, even though kids were nearby. Or we have veterans, Army veterans, Iraqi war veterans, like Scott Olson getting shot in the head. And you can see the video that clearly points out people were out of their mind and probably negligent in their behavior. Where's the suspensions? Where are the firings? Where's the political will that we see being exercised in San Francisco to set a tone of zero tolerance? And so if we now know that political officials, when push comes to shove, can really make an example of those who we pay with our tax dollars to be held accountable, why is it only happening in some cases and not all? Why can we not see massive demonstrations and massive marches to see the firing and the removal of maybe Sheriff Marcorini because he committed domestic violence, but the political officials there see fit to say, we want to send a message and ensure public safety, and they use all those words, but we can't see that same sort of energy put towards other wrongdoings. And since we're talking, you know, just about San Francisco, but I'm applying this all the way across the board, you know, it was just like, what, 2 years ago we had, what is it, like 57 felony cases overturned because the police were planting and lying and falsifying reports and all sort of stuff. Where was the police chief being fired there? Why didn't we have people holding these press conferences and saying we're going to set an example? And so I wanted to maybe open up the lines for a few minutes, get your thoughts on this. Our number, 510-848-4425. Again, 510-848-4425. What is this? Is this a double standard? Is this just the way that the law works that prevents people from really going full throttle on wayward officers that are shooting and killing unarmed people in our community, or beating folks and shooting grenades or what have you, or flash grenades or what have you? Or is this just political gamesmanship, and this is just a dog and pony show, and maybe they have something that politically they disagree with Ross Marcorini? You know, he said that he wasn't going to maybe enforce foreclosures. You know, did that rub people the wrong way, and they just said, you know, let's go all out and get them? So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, and if you were thinking some of what I was thinking when I keep seeing this being brought as a headline-making story. But all the other incidences of police misconduct, whether it's the officers or the people that oversee those officers, we don't see them being paraded out and suspended without pay and procedures being put in place for them to be fired. Why is that, as KRS-One would say? Our number again is, you call in, 510-848-4425. Once again, 510-848-4425. We'll take a musical break. Listen to a little Isaac Hayes, come back and take your calls. Listening to a little Isaac Hayes here on the Morning Mix. Hyperbolic, it's like a 30-syllable word. Hyperbolic, that's all I know. I can't really pronounce the rest. In the meantime, we were opening up the lines, talking about the Ross Marcorini case in San Francisco. and why we don't see the same fervor applied to other law enforcement officials who have clearly done wrong. In this case, suspended without pay, he's going through an ethics committee meeting. The mayor of San Francisco, Ed Lee, says we got to set a tone, public safety, all that. Okay, none of us will argue with that. You do wrong, let's go through the procedures. But why when people are getting shot left and right and getting beaten and all sorts of stuff when it's clearly wrong, we don't see that same fervor? And is it just because of procedure? Even if there was procedures in place, one would think that we would just see the expression, the attempt to at least set a tone for everybody else, you know, by mayors and whoever else happens to oversee these different police departments from various areas, whether it's in Oakland or in Vallejo, where we have a questionable shooting from last night. And even in San Francisco, where it's had its own share of scandals, and we didn't see heads rolling there. Why now? So let's go to Lisa, I believe, Julian, out of San Francisco. How you doing this morning?
Thank you for taking my call, Davey. I wanted to comment on your topic today regarding what's happening here in San Francisco. In my opinion, we have a right-wing lynch mob that's going after anybody who's progressive in San Francisco who gets elected to high office. And Ross Mercurimi's right now the main target. Before him, it was Chris Daley. And before him, it was Matt Gonzalez. In my opinion, Mayor Ed Lee should be the one who should be investigated for election fraud, for ballot tampering that took place last fall in the mayoral election. I don't see any calls, and I have not seen any news recently that points to the fact that there was election fraud or ballot tampering. We supposedly are having an investigation that's supposedly going on from the feds and from the district attorney on that case, but there's been no progress on that. And so I believe that what's going on here with Ross Mercurimi is the mayor of San Francisco is trying to take the heat off himself for what happened last fall and redirect it towards Mercurimi.
Okay. So it's political gamesmanship. We appreciate that, Julian. Let's go to Lisa out of Oakland. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, David. Thanks for bringing this up. And I think it's a very important issue the way you framed it. This struck me as an 11-year veteran of domestic abuse myself is cynical display of political something, because it's pretty simple. If there's a pattern of abuse, you'll find that out pretty quick in an investigation and you take the guy out. If not, then put the couple in couples counseling and let him take his job. But right now, I'm questioning why Ed Lee is going after him so hard and what his motivation is. And I do believe, like the previous caller, the attention needs to be put on the mayors of both of our cities about the way our police departments are behaving, particularly in killing African-American young men. And I think we need to start a campaign, because I feel, as an older white woman, that young African-American men are endangered to the point of being an endangered species, for goodness sake. And we need to call this out for what it is. Only just what it is. So, yeah, attach it to this issue. This is not a real domestic abuse issue, as far as I can tell, as a person who is intimately knowledgeable of that sort of thing. Thank you. I'll take any response off the air.
Thank you, Lisa. Let's go to Leonard out of El Sobrani. You're on the air. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good, good. What's happening?
Well, I was going to say that the point I was going to make was that if the sheriff is abusing his wife and nothing is done, then at the same time, he shouldn't be over people in prison who's also abusing their wives, and here's a guy who's supposed to be holding the law that's abusing his. I don't get that.
Well, I don't think anybody would argue that. I think if that's the case, then one should go to the procedures. My question is, what about the other abuses that are going on? People getting shot, people getting tear gassed, people getting beaten. Why haven't we seen, when law enforcement is doing wrong, why haven't we seen that sort of fervor in other arenas? And that, to me, is troubling. I'm raising that question. We had 57 felonies overturned because of police lying on records, police planting, and all sorts of stuff. And we didn't see the chief of police having their head rolled or being brought before ethics commissions or any of that sort of stuff. And that just raises the question, like, okay, you have the political will. Obviously, you can flex when you need to. Why didn't you flex on this particular issue? So that's just something to think about. Ahmad, you're on the air. You get the last call as we get ready to come down to the final minute. How you doing, Ahmad?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you, Davey D, for your show and taking my call. I just want to say I've read the book Jim Crow, and I'm a black man, 53 years old. And the reason why the police couldn't do it, because the black community enough of us, believe it or not, like Mr. Farrakhan, that haven't been murdered. Until we have 100% dissatisfaction, we won't have change. And black people are too complacent, and they feel like, just like Trayvon, all we're going to do is march and protest. I feel that if we got more serious, like in the 60s, the Black Panthers did, armed struggle, revolution to change this, there's no change. All that, no justice, no peace. They're going to keep killing us, and we're going to keep crying and going to jail. It's a shame to pay taxes and live in this country that murders us just openly like this. I have 5 sons. I'm worried about my sons every time they leave the home, going to work or anywhere, to a basketball game, because America is vicious, always has been.
Right.
Just like Paul Mooney them said, you know, there is no regress for us as the black people. Look at Africa. Everywhere you see black people, we doing the worst. We
right.
die from most disease and everything. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mob. We appreciate it. Well, I wish we could take more calls, but we got to get ready to roll out, get ready to make way for Democracy Now. We might take this up next week, so keep your thoughts on that, and we're going to head on out the door. Want to thank everybody, including Kirsten, for holding it down on the boards. We'll be back. Peace.
This is a listing of upcoming events in the Bay Area for the week ending June 10th. All events are wheelchair accessible. Please listen closely for contact numbers. On Thursday, June 7th through Sunday, June 10th, Yerba Buena Center for the Arts presents New Filipino Cinema, 29 films in 5 days, at 701 Mission Street in San Francisco. Tickets are $8. Showtimes vary. See schedule at www.ybca.org or call 415-978-2787. On Saturday, June 9th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Women's International League for Peace and Freedom will hold their East Bay fundraising yard sale at 1300 Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley. To donate items or for more information, call 510-482-1258. On Sunday, June 10th, from 4 to 6 p.m., Occidental Center for the Arts kicks off their summer series of local talent with the popular local band Blue Hotel at 3850 Doris Court in Occidental. $5 donation requested. For details, call 707-874-9392. The community calendar is produced by members of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program. Send your listings at least 3 weeks in advance to KPFA Box 51, 1929, Martin Luther King Jr. Way in Berkeley, California, 94704. Or email us at calendar@kpfa.org. Attention to the community calendar. Tell us if your event is wheelchair accessible. To hear this calendar again, call 510-848-6767, extension 621. This calendar is also online at kpfa.org.
You are tuned to KPFA, KPFB Berkeley, 88.1, KFCF in Fresno.